Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come into your presence tonight, O Jehovah God. We lay our burdens, we lay our shortcoming before you, Jehovah God. We repent of all of our sins, we repent of all of our transgression, of our iniquities, O God. Anything that we have done not according to your will, we surrender before you, Jehovah God. May you help us even in our weakness, O God. We come before you, Jehovah, that we may obtain strength from above, O Jehovah. We commit this session in your able hand, O God. We commit this service in your able hand. We commit your children that are joining by faith tonight, O God. Some that may not be well, some may be depressed, some may be worried, some may be sick. But tonight we surrender all before you, Jehovah. Even those that will listen at a later time, Almighty God, that your hand of grace, your hand of power, your hand of manifestation will be spread abroad, irrespective of distance, O God, because we know we serve a mighty God. You are more than able to reach to each one of us, even in our homes, in our houses, in our workplaces, O God. You are able to minister to each and every one of us. And Lord, we surrender this session in your able hand. We commit the prayer, the worship, the praise, the word, the everything that is going to be done tonight, we surrender in your able hand, O God. We sanctify ourselves tonight with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify the altar with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify the air with the blood. We commit this service in your able hand, and we pray that you are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come upon this place, that let there be mighty manifestation of your power, mighty manifestation of your healing, mighty manifestation of your salvation upon your people in the name of Jesus. Let your glory come upon this place. Let there be mighty power and the influence of the Holy Spirit. May the angelic mission happen tonight as we worship God. May angel minister to God's people in the mighty name of Jesus. May they ascend and descend, delivering messages from above, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God. We pray that thy will be done upon this service as it is in heaven. That, Father, whatever you have purposed in your heart to do tonight, let it be done in a mighty, mighty way. Rekapayanta rebu yante riba bababu shante. Let your power move and in that, in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit pour without measure in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the sick be healed, the blind see, the dead come to life, and all manner of miracle happen at this hour as we wait on you, our God, as we wait on you, the rock of our salvation, as we wait on you, the lily of the valley, the Lord of hosts, Almighty Father. May you move in our midst, O God. Let thy will be done. Let the sick not remain sick again. In the name of Jesus, let those that are bound be loosed tonight in the name of Jesus. We welcome your deliverance. We welcome your power. We welcome your grace. We welcome your mercy. We welcome your spirit to move in a mighty way as we take authority over every powers of the enemy. As it is written, whatever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And tonight we bind every strong man. We bind every powers of the enemy. We bind every witchcraft spirit. We bind every spirit of manipulation. Every spirit of wickedness, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Every marine spirit, we bind you. Elemental darkness, we bind you in the mighty name of Jesus. We wrestle with the strong man in the land. We wrestle with powers of darkness tonight, as we release the glory of God. We release the help of God. We release God's people to be delivered. We release the sick be healed, as we bind the spirit of infirmity. We bind the spirit of chaos. We bind the spirit of backwardness. We bind the spirit of poverty. We bind the spirit of immorality. authority. We bind the spirit of sicknesses and infirmities. We bind every works of hell. We bind every monitoring spirit in the name of Jesus. Every evil presence be bound. The spirit of the dead be bound. The spirit of Elohim be bound. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we release the glory of God. We decree that this is a holy ground. We decree that this is the temple of the mighty God of Jacob. We decree that this is Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, the city of the innumerable angels. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the glory of God fill this house. Let the glory of God fill this temple. In a mighty, mighty, mighty way, we bind every work of darkness. We bind every spirit that oppose the will of God. We wrestle against snakes and scorpions. We wrestle against powers of death, powers of backwardness, powers that have put men in cages and in darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we release the help from above, we release help. We release helpers. We release souls of men to enter into the kingdom of our God. We release the move of the Spirit. We release the power of the prophetic. We release the power of the apostolic tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we welcome you, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power and manifestation, the Spirit of discernment. We welcome you to move in a mighty way, touching your people, healing your people, delivering your people in a mighty, mighty way. Holy Spirit, move in our midst tonight in the name of Jesus, and fill us afresh and power each one of us to do the will of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Call on him tonight that, Father, visit me, touch me, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver me. Oh, Bayante Ripa Bababo Shantarabako. Pray that, Father, visit me tonight. Touch me tonight. Restore me again. Put me on fire again, that I may do your will, O God. In the name of Jesus, I can't continue without you, Lord. I need thy mercy tonight. I need help from above. I need thy help. I need healing tonight. I need the touch of God tonight. Cry unto him. Call on his presence. Call on his glory. Call on the help. Oh, believing God. Makoshe parande reparatarabo shantarabo koryam reparante nianto zopa bayante reke perida maranto sopa bayantani hakoba yakarya hakaraganande ipa bayonto si aliandarababo shata reke perida maronto eke perida magazande zepeterianto zabareta reke payante. We plead the blood of Jesus in our home, in our marriages, in our family, in our nation, in our city. We plead the blood. We decree the victory in the blood of Jesus in our family, in our background, in our roots. We decree the authority of the blood that speaketh good things. Let it break every yoke. Let it break every hold of darkness in our mind, in our family, in our spirit. Let every hold of darkness in our nation be brought down, in our cities be brought down, in our families be brought down. Reke parante riba babababababoshayam. Any spirit that is not serving the agenda of God is bound tonight. Every evil seed is bound tonight. Every evil trees are bound tonight. Every evil manifestation abound tonight. Reke perida antorobo jande mito zarite he perida maganande he parata barande. We welcome you, Holy Ghost. Come have your way in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit. Have your way. Have your way, oh God. We need your word tonight. We need your power tonight. We need help from above. We need you, Holy Ghost. Move in our midst. Move in our midst. Touch your people. Heal your people. Break every bound. Break every yoke. Break every limitation. Break every darkness. Break every assignment and agenda of the enemy. Ribabo shanta makonde leketele beneta. Zabatani hato zabande jegeberita saparande mokoto selebedeta zeke padende ripa baba 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 zeparante. Let those that gather but not according to the name of the Lord be scattered tonight. Every evil gathering be scattered tonight. Every evil meetings be scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of hell be scattered, be paralyzed. Every agenda of the enemy to kill, to still to destroy, be paralyzed tonight in the name of Jesus. Nothing will be stolen away from us. Nothing will be stolen away from us in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is authority in the name of Jesus. There is authority in the blood of the Lamb of God, and we invoke that authority tonight. Authority in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, that at the call of that name every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we command sicknesses to bow. We command hell to bow. We command principalities to bow. Under that name, we command powers of hell to bow, darkness to bow, principality to bow, witchcraft to bow, wizard to bow, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Rebayanta Moses. We pull down every high-mindedness. We pull down every agenda of the enemy against our children, against our nation, against our city, Chicago. We bring them down. We release the mercy of God. We release salvation in our nation, in the life of our children. We release salvation. We release repentance. We release the spirit of repentance. We release the spirit of righteousness. We release the spirit of the zeal of our God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it consume our mind, the love of God. Consume our soul. Consume our spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost consume us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Babosha, Yekelia da Zementelia Toro Boyantana Mokoria, Jepeteli Handara Baboshante, Rependezi Paradi Hatozalandele Bataya, Akoma Handa, the gather but not according to the name of the Lord. I wanted to pray tonight, those that are gathering to cause road accident, those that are gathering to kill, to steal, to destroy, those that are gathering to destroy people's life tonight, I wanted to lift up a voice and let them be scattered in the name of Jesus. Let their tongue be divided. Those that are gathering to destroy human life, people's destiny, makoshe parande, oh mahande, lift up a prayer. You are a watchman for your family. You are a watchman for your nation. You are a watchman for your city. There are people that will not perish because you stood in the gap. In the name of Jesus, emanoto selemanataya adelemanoto rabababababosha. Father, have your way tonight in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the life of our children. Have your way in our nation. Have your way in our school system. Have your way in our marriages. Have your way in the name of Jesus. In our government, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way in Illinois. Have your way in Chicago. Have your way in America. Have your way in Africa, in Europe, in Canada, and the rest of the nations of the earth. heart, oh Jehovah. Have your way in this hour. Move in a mighty way. Move. Extend our tent as a church, oh Jehovah. Extend our tent in the name of Jesus, that we shall reach many with this gospel of the kingdom of God. Let help be released from above. Thank you, Jesus, because we know you have heard us from heaven. May your will be done tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to read the word of God from the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 15. The book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 15. And this is what the word of the Lord is saying. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is one of the scripture that I read early this morning, and I've been meditating on this word. Praise the Lord. And this is a very remarkable story in the Bible of this man. The Bible say that he was a madman, and he was living in the mountains and in the tombs. Praise the Lord. And the Bible say he was so demon possessed to the extent where he was cutting himself with stones. Praise the Lord. It means he was so much in pain, and these activities took him to the place where he was attempting even to destroy himself, was attempting to commit suicide and so on, so on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible say they attempted even to chain him, to chain his hands, his legs, but even the chains could not hold him. Hey, praise the Lord. You see, even demons can be powerful to some extent. They can even break chains. Praise the Lord. But there is a chain breaker, the greater God of heaven and the earth. Praise the Lord. But as I was studying the story of this man, I came to a place where the Bible say he was crying out. He was crying out, irrespective of being in bondage, irrespective of being separated from normal life, from normal community. There's something about this man. His spirit, his inner man, was crying for help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter the situation you are in right now, as long as the inner man is crying for help, Jesus will reach to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You might be the man who is possessed by legions. Legions means thousands of demons. Praise the Lord. One man possessed by legions of demons. His life was miserable, but the inner man was crying to God for help, and God had to change his itinerary. Glory be to God. Jesus was going somewhere, but that cry knocked on his door. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. I don't know about it today, but Jesus is coming near because he has heard the cry of your heart. Jesus is coming near because you have seen that you have suffered enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say to your neighbor, enough is enough. Hallelujah. I can't continue like this. God has to intervene for my case. Jesus has to intervene for my case. Hallelujah. Everybody has their day of salvation. Everybody has their day of deliverance. And today may be that day where enough is enough. Enough of the torment. Enough of the sleepless night. Enough of demons tormenting your life. Enough of that sickness. Enough of that pain. Enough of that infirmity. Enough of that depression. In the mighty name of Jesus, because Jesus will hear you wherever you are, whether you are in the mountain, whether you are in the tombs, whether you are in places where men may not be able to come to physically reach unto you. But tonight, the Lord wants to reach you with the authority of his word, that you are not beyond help. So Satan might have given up on you. Community might have given up on you. Your parents might have given up on you. Your youth, your intimate might have given up on you. The church members might have given up on you. But Jesus has not forgotten you. Jesus has not given up on you. You might be the madman. You might be the one they have chained. You might be the one they have tied their hands on. You might be the one they have given up hope on. They have said this one will never walk. They have said this one will never see. They have said this one will never be managed. They have said this one will not amount to anything. But today, in the name that is above every other name, Jesus is coming, and he's coming with solution in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And when the Lord delivered this man, they found him that he was sitting down. Praise the Lord. Do you know when you are in bondage, it is hard to sit down, because sitting down is the place of pity. You know, you can't be taught when your spirit is not calm. You can't be taught when your spirit is raging. You can't be taught when your spirit is trying to survive. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So for this man to reach to that place where he could sit down and hear the word of God, it means deliverance had taken place. Praise the Lord. Do you know when you are in bondage, you are ever running around? When you are in bondage, your life is chaotic. When you are in bondage, you don't have time for God. When you are in bondage, you don't have time for Bible study. When you are in bondage, you don't have time for church. Hallelujah. But the day Jesus will come, the day Jesus will set you free in the mighty name of Jesus, the day Jesus will intervene for your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You will be able to sit down. You will be able to sit down to hear the word of the living God. You will be able to sit down in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be able to sit down to hear the wisdom of God. Praise the Lord. Do you know there is power in the word? There is power in the knowledge of God. So when the enemy want to put somebody in captivity, he will deny you the time to sit and be taught. He will deny you. He will bring so many things to keep you busy, to keep your mind busy, to keep your soul busy, to keep your body busy. He will bring the lust of the eyes. He will bring the pride of life. He will bring all this entertainment. He will bring evil friends around you to keep you busy from sitting down. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will bring chaos around you. He will bring noise around you. But today, in the name of Jesus, the Lord is taking away noise out of you. The Lord is taking away chaos out of you. The Lord is taking away demons out of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be able to sit down calmly at the feet of Jesus. Do you know when you are demon possessed, you can't sit calmly? Hallelujah. There are people that if you start telling them something about God, they get mad. Hey, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They may be smiling with you. Hallelujah. They may say how friendly they are. Hallelujah. Until you start telling them, do you know about Jesus? Have you given your life to the Lord? Have you encountered the Lord? Hallelujah. How is your journey with the Lord? Are you a believer? Do you go to church? Hallelujah. Have you ever started such kind of a topic with somebody? Then you begin to see their spirit has shifted. Then you begin to see that they are not friendly anymore. Then you begin to realize they don't want to continue the conversation. They will walk out of you to go somewhere else. They were okay when you are talking about nakedness. They were okay when you are talking about drinking. They were okay when you are talking about fornication and immorality and the latest celebrities on town, the latest movie. They were okay, but the moment you mention about Jesus, the stillness is gone. The moment you mention about coming closer to the feet of Calvary, hallelujah, because there are demons in them that doesn't want to hear the word of God. There are darkness in them that doesn't want to hear the word of God. There are demons, there are evil spirit in them that doesn't want them to come closer to God. Do you know there are people that are very afraid to hear anything about God because the enemy wanted to put you far away from the feet of Christ, because he know when you stay at the feet of Christ, you will receive mercy, because at his feet there is mercy. At the feet of Christ there is mercy. That's why the feet of Christ is made of bronze. That is the revelation of John the Baptist. When he saw his feet, it was like bronze. Hallelujah. Bronze there is a symbol of judgment and mercy. So when you come to the feet of Christ, you are coming to receive mercy. Blessed are the feet that carry the good news, in the mighty name of Jesus. So you are drawing as a child of God to receive mercy from God. But there are many people that the enemy want to keep you far away from the feet of the Lord. But the word says, unless you kiss the feet of the Son, you cannot live. We have to come to the place where we are willing to kiss the feet of the Son, in the mighty name of Jesus, to fall in love with the gospel of Christ. So, but when you hear the word of God, you want to hear more. You want to receive more. Glory be to God. So when you come to a place where the true word of God is being preached and you are not excited about it, begin to ask yourself, what manner of spirit is living in you? Because if the spirit of truth, the spirit of Christ is leading in you, and you come to the place where the word is being preached, you come to the place where the gospel of Christ is being preached, you will be excited. Hallelujah. You will be excited because the spirit of truth is in you. The spirit of light is in you. So this man was sitting calmly at the feet of Jesus. And this time the Bible says he was clothed. It means this guy was walking around naked. Do you know when you are living in sin, you're walking naked even when you wear clothes? Praise the Lord. When you are living in immorality, you are walking naked even when you wear clothes. When you are living in lies, you are walking naked even when you wear clothes. When you are living in your sin, in your transgression, without giving your life to Jesus Christ, is only the Lord that can be able to clothe you. The Lord clothed this man who was known to be walking around naked. This time he wasn't naked anymore. He had clothes on himself. He had dignity on himself. You know, clothes give somebody dignity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Jesus clothed you, he gave your dignity back. When Jesus clothed you, he gave your honor back. you know, when you live in the masses of men, when you live in the masses of evil, when you live in the masses of darkness, you don't have dignity. Because you are just a vessel of misuse. You are just a vessel that men take advantage of. Women take advantage of. Manager, people around take advantage of you because you don't know God. You don't have a relationship with God. You are not clothed with God. You are not clothed with mercy. You are not clothed with holiness. You are not clothed with the righteousness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. But the moment you surrender your life to God, the moment you come at the feet of Calvary, the Lord will clothe you. Even if you are naked, God will clothe you. It doesn't matter the sin you committed in the past, God will clothe you. God will give you dignity back. God will give you honor back. God will restore your self-esteem. You are not a vessel of misuse. You are not a vessel for men to take advantage of. In the mighty name of Jesus, they have misused you enough. They are taking advantage of you enough. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, may you be clothed with God. May you be clothed with honor. May you be clothed with dignity. May you be clothed with power. May you be clothed with righteousness, that no enemy, no demon, no man will be able to look down on you, because there is royalty in you. You are a child of a king. You are a royal priesthood. You are a generation that have been called by the name of God. Wherever you go, you bear his name. You bear his character. In the mighty name of Jesus, and the Lord will defend you. So he was clothed. He was protected. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know that is another level of deliverance? Praise the Lord. Level of deliverance. Because some of us, we are afraid of doing certain things because we don't have confidence in ourselves. Hallelujah. Do you know the enemy wants to beat you so hard, to the extent you don't have confidence that God can use you. There are people that don't have confidence because of the life they lived in the past that didn't please God. They don't have confidence that they can be good people. They don't have confidence that they can be able to raise a family. They don't have confidence that they can be a good husband. They don't have confidence that they can be a good wife. They don't have confidence that they can be a good father. They don't have confidence that they can be a good pastor, that they can be a good apostle, because of the pains that they went through, because of the frustration, because of the discouragement, because the way the enemy dealt with them, because of the blows they received in life. Praise the Lord. They reached to the place where they didn't add the confidence. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, your confidence is being restored in the mighty name of Jesus, because God will clothe you. He will clothe you the way he clothed Joshua the high priest when he appeared before the Lord. And the Bible say that Satan appeared with him in from the book of Zechariah chapter 3, praise the Lord Almighty. But God sent upon an angel to go and remove the filthy clothes, and a new clothes was put on him, a new turban was put on him, in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, in the name that is above every name, may God send an angel on your way to take away every filthy clothes, to take away the clothes of embarrassment, to take away the clothes of abortion, to take away the clothes of immorality, of fornication, of drunkenness, in the mighty name of Jesus, the clothes of prostitution, the clothes of adultery. May the Lord take every filthy clothes, those clothes that make you look like a grasshopper, those clothes that make you look less of yourself, that you don't have confidence in your priesthood, you don't have confidence of being a man of God. Even when you are called to be a man of God, you don't have confidence to be a prophet. Even when you are called to be a prophet, you don't have confidence to be an apostle. Even when you are called to be an apostle, because there are clothes you are wearing that does not pertain to your dignity, that does not pertain to the level in which God has called you. But this time, this madman who was walking around naked was clothed with God, was clothed with Jesus. And whoever is clothed with Jesus, no darkness can stand against him. No evil can stand against him, because it is a sign that God has had mercy on you. It is a sign that God has had mercy on you. And mercy triumphs judgment. And mercy triumphs judgment. They want to see you dead, but you shall live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. They want to see you unmarried, but you shall have a happy marriage and a beautiful wedding in the mighty name of Jesus. They want to see you barren, but the womb of the barren shall bear many in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when God clothes you, he take away embarrassment. When God clothes you, he take away discouragement in the mighty name of Jesus. There are people who once knew you being naked, but this time when they see you, they say, "He, I have never seen this guy like this." Every time they met you, are always drunk. Every time they met you, are always intoxicated with drugs. Every time they met you, you are not on your right mind, because you are in bondage in the arms of the enemy. May the Lord send mercy, mercy, mercy. May the Lord clothe you. May the Lord take away the filthy clothes out of you. May the Lord put authority back. May the Lord command the devil. This is a stick that have been removed from the fire. You are a child of God that have been plucked from the fire. You have been plucked out of addiction. You have been plucked out of the hand of the enemy. You will live for God in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this is the third level of deliverance, restoration. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he was calmly sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was clothed. And now the third level, he was restored. Hallelujah. What does it mean to be restored? Everything that you had lost, everything that the enemy had stolen from you, your joy, your peace, your marriage, your children, hallelujah, are coming back. The ears that the locust had eaten, the ears that the cankerworm had eaten. Do you know there are people that could have been married 10 years ago, but because the enemy was dealing with them, there are things they missed, praise God. There are things they couldn't be able to do, because all the time they were sickling, all the time they were sickling, they had sickle cell. They come go to school the way others could go to school. But today, in the name of Jesus, as the Lord is healing you, as the Lord is delivering you, restoration shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that were in the hand of darkness, everything that were manipulated, your destiny that was manipulated, receive it back. Your youth that was manipulated, receive it back. Your star that was manipulated, receive it back. Do you know this guy from the country of Gerasi? He was called to be a very great man. Do you know the enemy always hunt for those special people who have great destiny to change many lives, to manipulate their life? This guy was manipulated by his own countrymen. This guy who was mad was manipulated by his own people, who are not happy to see him free, who are not happy to see him on his right mind, who are not happy to see that the Lord is at work in him. Can you imagine? Hallelujah. You have been cutting yourself. You have been taking drugs, but now you are whole. No family member like you anymore. Hallelujah. They were okay as long as you are useless. As long as you are useless, they were okay. As long as you are a drug addict, they were okay. Praise the Lord Almighty. But now you have found Jesus. Now you are on your right mind. Now you are restored. Now you have dignity. You can talk for yourself. Now they are worried of you. Now you have become a danger to them. May the Lord rebuke them. You must receive what belongs to you. What the enemy stole from you, may you receive double. May you receive double honor. May you receive double health. May you receive double of what the enemy has stolen from you. Receive double in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know when Jesus came to deliver this man, there is a heavy scenario that happened. The demons that was in this man were attached to the economy of the country. They were attached to the livelihood of the country. It means the destiny of this man was traded by demons. Do you know there are destinies of men, destinies of nations, destinies of children, destinies of women that have been traded with demons? Destinies of family members that have been traded with demons. Hello, are we together? That's why you find in some family that everybody may be rich in that family, but one is traded for darkness. And the one is traded for darkness, they may have a very dark spirit around them, and sometimes they just hide them in the house. They don't want the outsiders to know that they have part of the family member by such a name. Have you ever heard those stories? Hello? In some culture? Hallelujah. They are family secrets. They are children that they will never mention, yet they exist. They eat every day. They poop. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But because they have used them for darkness, they have used them for their business, they have used them for their economy, like this man, his life was tied to Gazarene. That's why when Jesus came, the demons requested, "Can you send us to the pigs?" Because the enemy knows how to recognize what was initially his. You see, when the enemy is going out, he will go with what he came with. Hello? If he came with false prosperity, he will go with it. If he came with the car, he will go with it. If he came with the house, he will go with it. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because some of you have gotten riches in the hands of darkness. You have gotten riches in the hands of blood covenant. You have gotten riches in the hands of witches. And when the enemy is leaving, the pigs left. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And because the pigs left, the entire country was in chaos. The country of Gazarene. Because pigs were their livelihood at the cost of destinies of men. At the cost of salvation of men, at the cost of a man being on his right mind, at the cost of a man being able to go out and work for himself. Do you know how many people that are in bondage today? You walk on the street, you see them begging on the street, you see them walking naked on the street, you see them in drugs on the street, walking around like zombies, and we don't care. While the rich continue to be rich, while there are people around us, in our streets, in our subways, in our trains, looking like zombies, because drugs have consumed them, we don't care. May the mercies of God reach to them. You must receive your deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. They can't continue using your glory for darkness. They can't continue using your glory to enrich themselves. They can't continue using your glory to grow their business. They can't continue using your glory. Do you think Jesus is not fair? Why did Jesus allow demons to destroy people's property? Why? Because those were property that was initiated by demons. That's why Jesus permitted it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why he permitted it. And see what happened to that country. A man has come to bring salvation. A man has come to destroy the yoke of iniquity. The yoke of iniquity, the yoke of bondage. A man has come to set your young people free. A man has come to bring dignity back. A man has come to restore your youth that are killing one another on the streets. A man has come to set your children free that they may be on their right mind. That they may take away the marijuana, that they may take away the cocaine, that they may take away the drugs they are consuming and come at the feet of Christ. Yet you don't celebrate this man. Yet you don't call upon this man. Yet you don't love this man. There's a problem. There's a problem. Because you love to worship darkness. You love idolatry. You love evil. You love taking advantage of others. You love manipulating destinies of others. That's why in some culture, you see them worshiping dragons. You see them worshiping Buddha. You see them worshiping snakes. You see them worshiping elephant. They believe it is the spirit of the elephant, the spirit of the dragon, the spirit of the snake, and reading, palm reading, and all manner of things. But what they are doing, they are manipulating destinies of men who are meant to be born again, who are meant to be on their right mind, who are meant to have dignity and honor, who are meant to be going forward and restored and living for themselves. Do you know today we live in a society today where there are so many people who are sick that are never meant to be sick. We live in a society today where love of money comes before health. We live in a society today, even if there is a good medicine that can cure something, they will take it off the market. They will rather give you medicine that keeps you more sick, keep you more dependent. They will rather give you medicine that makes you to die quickly. Praise the Lord. There is currently a research that is going out that all over the nations of the world, Africa, the level of fertility is the highest in Africa, lowest in Europe, lowest in America and the rest of the world. Only Africa, the rate of fertility rate is high. What has happened? Because men have become evil that they don't even want people to be fertile. They don't even want more children to be born. So evil. So evil. So evil. And even when they know there's a good medication, they will fight it for it to come out of the sea. Hallelujah. They will rather give you something they know it will not help you, so that you keep buying it, so that you keep being a slave to the systems they have created. But by the mercies of God, you won't be a slave in the mighty name of Jesus. You won't be a slave to the systems of men that manipulate destinies of people. They are systems of men that men are using because they are greedy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are we together? Amen. You know, I have lived in this nation for a while. I have noticed something crazy. There are certain seasons that when people are too healthy, hallelujah. Some people are not happy when people are too healthy. So they will release things in the air. Eh? They will release things in the air. So when you walk around, everybody's coughing. Everybody is coughing. They will release flu. So that you keep running to CVS, you keep running to Walgreens, you keep running everywhere looking for medicine. Praise the Lord. Because they can't afford seeing you healthy. Because if you are healthy, it means the business is going down. Hello? If you are healed, it means their money is going down. So they will try to make you more sick. God forbid. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why a time has come that you need to put your hope and your trust in the Lord, because evil are the days we live in. Evil are the days we live in. Darkness are the days we live in. That we live in a time that many people, even in power, even in health care, they don't care about your destiny. They don't care about your health. Even when they know that this thing they are permitting will kill you. Hello? Do you know how many drugs they claim were proven to be used? Later on, they realized these drugs were destroying destiny and they took them off of the market quickly. But how many people do you think were destroyed? Before they took them off the market, how many lives they have destroyed? This was what was happening in this picture of the story of this man. Praise the Lord. His destiny was stolen from him. His life was stolen from him. So when God came, he came to restore that which was stolen from him. You might be that one. That one they are using to carry destiny of family. That one they are using to carry destiny of nation. And when God is delivering you, you will go back to Decapolis. You will go back to the capital city. And you will go back to your friends and begin to tell them, come and see the man who have had mercy on me. Come and meet this guy that found me on the caves, that found me in addiction, that found me in my sin, that found me in my prostitution, and he had mercy on me. He had mercy on a sinner like me. Come and encounter the Lord of hosts. This man, after encountering Jesus, he went back to Decapolis. He went back to the city. He went back to town to preach the good news. Mighty name of Jesus. God is delivering you now because you are a symbol of victory. You are a symbol of light. You are a testament to your generation. You are a testament to the people of your country. You are a testament to your village men. You are a testament to your friends who used to see you in drugs, who used to see you drunk around. You don't even know yourself. Some are even urinating in their clothes. They are out of their mind. But they receive the mercies of God. They receive the help of God. And the Lord took them the way they are, because the inner man was crying for help. Even when no one cared how you are suffering, even when no one cared how you are cutting your arms with stones, even when no one cared how you are dipping your arms with needles, that when you look at your arm, there are needles everywhere, and they thought that you are doing it because you love it, but because you are in bondage. Today, may the Lord send forth his mercy. May the Lord send forth his mercy. May the Lord send forth his mercy. May you encounter the mercies of God. May you encounter the mercies of God. May you encounter the mercies of God that will clean you out. May you encounter the mercies of God that will bring you to your right mind. May you encounter the mercies of God that will restore you. May you encounter the mercies of God that will restore you. In the name of Jesus. And he was not only restored. This is now the fourth level of deliverance. He was made whole. Aye. Praise the Lord. So this guy had wounds in his body everywhere. But when he was made whole, even the wounds were restored. The wounds, places where needles used to pierce, praise the Lord, they will be restored. Do you know there are people that they have taken drugs so much, even their faces look like, their mouth has become like, God will restore, God will make you whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will make you whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will make you whole. He's not just coming to heal you, he's coming to make you whole. He's not just coming to set you free, he's coming to make you whole. That they will look unto you and they will look, they will say, what happened to this one? Hallelujah. So God made him whole. And the Bible say, hallelujah, the Bible say, they were afraid. The countrymen were afraid. They were afraid when they looked at the guy. They were afraid because they knew they had been exposed. Evil men were afraid. Evil brothers were afraid. Those people that thought they manipulated your destiny, they will be afraid of you because the hand of grace is coming upon you. The hand of mercy is coming upon you. They thought they got you, but they didn't know that Jesus had mercy on you. They thought you couldn't mount to anything, not understand. Understanding that Jesus has had mercy on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, they thought you couldn't succeed, but they didn't know that Jesus has had mercy on you. They thought that your ministry will not grow, but they didn't know that Jesus has had mercy on you. They thought that you couldn't finish your school, but they didn't know that Jesus has had mercy on you. They thought that you couldn't get married, you couldn't bear children, but they didn't know that Jesus had mercy on you. They thought that you couldn't prosper, but they didn't know that Jesus has had mercy on you. They thought that you couldn't receive your healing, but they didn't know that Jesus has had mercy on you. And because Jesus has had mercy on you, rise up and walk. Come out of your wheelchair in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're blind, begin to see again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command the wounds to dry. I command the tumors to dry. I command cancers be gone. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command every weight of darkness be lifted. I command every yoke be broken because Jesus has had mercy on you. Every embargo of darkness against your life, against your destiny, be lifted in the name of Jesus because the Lord has had mercy on you. So they were afraid because they knew that the Lord's hand has rested on you. They were afraid because you have become a lamp. You have become a torch. They were afraid because you have become a firebrand. They were afraid because you have become an apostle to nations. They were afraid because you have become a man of God. You have become a woman of God. You have become an evangelist. You have become a prophet. They are afraid. They are afraid because you have become a mouthpiece of God. They are afraid because you have become a priest to your nation. You have become a priest to your family. They are afraid. They are afraid of the grace that God has put in you. They are afraid of the authority to destroy the works of darkness that God has put in you. They are afraid because through you, many shall be delivered. They are afraid because through you, many shall be saved. they are afraid because through you many will come to the light of God. They are afraid because you will become a light. You will expose the works of darkness. You will expose the acts of men, and they will not be able to continue in their wickedness. They will not be able to continue in their evil. They are afraid of what God is doing in your life. They are afraid because God is mantling you. God is pouring his oil upon you. He's pouring life on you. He's pouring glory on you. He's pouring power on you. He's restoring everything they were afraid of. You see, there are things that people are afraid. Do you know, even the brothers of Joseph were afraid of Joseph. When they saw him as the prime minister, they thought they killed him. They thought they could destroy his vision. They thought they could destroy his life. Praise the Lord. Even the father thought that he was dead. But mercy was upon him. Mercy preserved David. Mercy preserved Joseph. Even when he was thrown into the pit, even when he was thrown into prison, mercy preserved him. Mercy shall preserve you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mercies of God shall protect you. The mercies of God shall lift you. The mercies of God shall enable you. The mercies of God shall empower you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the mercies of God shall help you. The mercies of God shall lift you to a level where no power can harm you, to a level where no darkness can bring you down, to a level where your life will not be taken advantage of again, in the name of Jesus, where you will become a lighter unto your generation. You will become evangelist in your town. You will become evangelist in your town, in the mighty name of Jesus, that people will hear the good news out of you. People will hear the gospel preached in the mighty name of Jesus. They will see the fire of the Holy Ghost at work in your life. They will see the goodness of God. They will see the hand of God. They will see the anointing of God at work in your destiny, at work in your life. They will know that this one has been chosen. This one has been set apart. This one has been highly favored. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hakatuzeni mahanto subarata ribarata yata zika bahante. I wanted to cry to the Lord that, Father, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, because with you, Lord, nothing shall be impossible. I don't know the kind of situation that I put you in darkness. I don't know the kind of situation that I put you in pain. I don't know the kind of a situation that I put you in trouble. But tonight I want you to lift up your heart. Lift up a cry to the Lord. Repatana mozande. Reke perita zabarata. Cry to God to have mercy. Have mercy. Call upon the masses of God. Call upon the masses of God. Call upon the masses of God. That triumphant, that triumphant, that triumphant every form of manipulation that they have put in your life, in your destiny, that the masses of God will override every trickery, every plan, every agenda of the evil one to kill, to destroy, to save the masses of God. The masses, call upon his mercy. Call upon his mercy. Ha ya 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 ya. Zeketetetetetetetete. Zeketelekatia takadada. Rataparande mokoto salakatia kata. Rakatalagadia kandana matalabadalapa. Call upon the masses of God. Call upon the masses of God. Stop looking at each other. You know your situation. You know what you are going through. Cry to him. Jesus, have mercy on me. This is not the way I'm supposed to look. This is not the way I'm supposed to dress. This is not the way I'm supposed to carry myself. There's something better that you have for me. There's a better life that you have for me. There's a better destiny that you have for me. Oh,
Jehovah Adonai, O the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, the Son of David, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on my life, on my soul, on my children, on my marriage, on my health, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. May the Lord restore you. May the Lord deliver you from everything that have tied your legs, everything that have tied your hands. Let the chains be broken. Every chains of affliction, every chains of infirmity and diseases, every chains of backwardness, every chains of negative circles going around your life, today may mercy triumph. May mercy triumph judgment. May mercy triumph. May mercy destroy the hand of wicked men. May mercy expose those that are not true. They are hiding to be friends, but they are not laughing. They are not laughing with you. They are not standing with you. They better see you crying rather than receiving help. May the mercies of God, expose those that are not true to you, whether they are your parents, whether they are your relative, whether they are your friends, whether they are your brothers and sisters, but their hearts are not for you. Today, by the mercies of God, they are exposed. Today, by the mercies of God, every darkness that have been taking advantage of you, any spirit, any demon, is thereby bound. By the mercies of God, I cast them out. I cast them out. I cast them out. I cast every legion back to hell. 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 Every marine spirit, back to hell. Every witchcraft spirit, back to hell. 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 Receive your deliverance. Let the shackles break. Rapayaka takalagatash. Neke payoto so paradash. Ratuaka lakatoshwa. Shakatalalagi akuana makadesh. Ropayano safili. Usana makataya. Ukoto kalagadea. Shanda makataka lagatakalagada. Reke teke teke te. Rakapayata tatata. Every tomb they are dark for you. Every tomb they are dark for you. Come out. Come out. Come out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Any altar that entitled your destiny, let those altars catch fire. Let those altars catch fire. Every negative words they have spoken against your life, we reverse them in the name of Jesus, and we decree the blessings of God. That heart reaches and have no sorrow. May the Lord restore you to good health. May the Lord restore you, that you will be on your right mind. You will fit at the feet of Christ. May the Lord restore you, that you will be clothed with honor again. You will be clothed with dignity in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we worship in Jesus. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, because we know it is done. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord fight for you. May the Lord pave a way for you. What belongs to you, receive it
in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious towards you. Remember, this year, 2025, is the year of divine settlement. Your case is settled in heaven, and the enemy cannot bargain with it. Take the word, run with it, go forth and shine forth. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.